Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Another bizarre trading day today. We were led higher for the most part all day long by the July soybeans. But then toward the end of the day, the November kind of took over and closed up 16 cents at 1269 and a half. July was only up 12 and a half. Did retreat past or back down below the contract high for July after trading above it. The previous contract high was $15.20 and a half. It traded up to 15.36¾ early in today's trading session, and then retreated back down to close at roughly 18 cents off the high. Kansas City wheat continued the slide here, down 9 in July. Kansas City at 7.52 and a half. Some of that is on the heels of a rainfall forecast over the next 5 days, but also just the overall impact of the world market. There's a lot of grain around the world, a lot of wheat specifically, and then things that seem to be kind of cooling down in the Ukraine, pushing the July Kansas City wheat lower. Now, here in the far south, in terms of the grain belt, harvest is kind of getting underway here. Not hearing a lot of reports, but not because it's not ready. It's just because very little wheat left to cut. So I'm not sure how big of an impact this rainfall will have.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
U.S. export bookings this morning showed soybeans topped guesses at 6 million bushels for old crop, 16.6 million for new. The total for the year is 301 million bushels, greater than last year. The USDA only expected a gain of 280 million bushels. Corn sales also at the high end of guesses, 20 million for old crop and 2.5 million bushels for new crop. Season's total, 1.649 billion bushels, exceeds last year by 1.096. So we're significantly ahead of last year, but we're below the USDA's forecast of an increase of 1.169. Wheat sales, 5.2 million for old, 7.7 million bushels for new crop. For the year, we're at 1.168, exceeding last year by 172 million bushels. So good news there. Looking forward, the markets will be shut down Monday for Memorial Day, but we'll resume Monday night at 7 p.m. back to normal trading hours, but we will be off Monday. And then we've had a brief announcement this morning of China. Bought 120,000 tons of U.S. beans for the 14-15 crop year. So they're still in here buying, and that's partially supporting the market here today.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle yesterday were down 67 cents at 137.60. May feeders were off 12 cents at 189.07. And June lean hogs were down $2.32 at 117.60. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 93¼ cents at 751¾. Chicago July wheat down a nickel at 659¼. Chicago July corn up 2¼ at 476¾. And Chicago soybeans were up 13½ cents on the July contract at 15.18¾. And July cotton was down 151 points at 87.78. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.